Hello and welcome to Daily Inspiration today. Thank you for taking time to call and invest eternal soul by hearing God's Word. I would like to look at a very interesting verse in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Here the Apostle Paul in his letter is declaring something about a fellow disciple. I'll read beginning chapter 4, verse 10. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Cretans to Galatia, and Titus unto Dalmatia. Here he is saying that a fellow minister named Demas had forsaken him because of the love he had for the world. You know, if we remember what it says in 1 John chapter 2, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, it warns you. This lust of the eyes, the flesh, is not of the Father, but is of the world, and the world is passing away. And it says that he that does the will of God will abide forever. But it's warning you today that this Demas turned back. Perhaps he could have been a pastor. Perhaps he could have been a soul winner. Knew the Word of God, had the gifts of God in his life, and he forsook the ministry. He forsook working with one of the greatest Christians that we've ever known. Demas forsook the Lord Jesus, and he loved the world. You know, why don't we just take inventory this morning and say, what is in our life that could overtake us, that we would sell out our Lord Jesus, that we would actually turn away from God and serve this thing more? You know, if you look around, people build fancy houses, they have fancy cars, big bank accounts, travel, just more than their heart could wish. And so some people don't ever stop professing Christ, but they really deny him in the kind of life they live and by the covetous, you know, things they possess and their covetousness and their worldliness. You know, Jesus told us to take up the cross. And he told us to watch and pray lest we enter into temptation. So I just want to remind you today, don't be like Demas and love the world. Love gold more than God. Love silver more than the Savior. Let's don't give up and miss heaven, miss God for something that is so weak and base. This should stir you to consider your own selves, lest you be tempted and fall from your own steadfastness. Thank you for your call today. 099 will open the voicemail. If you would like to leave a message, ask questions, need prayer, anything we can do to help you, we would be glad. Jesus bless you today.